This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about, a lot in the medical news, but I need to make a pretty quick statement here just to kind of fill you guys in. Looks like we have a lot of new listeners to the show, and I am so, so excited. We definitely welcome our listeners from Kansas, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida. Got tons of new listeners tuning in, and we really are excited by that. One, though, obstacle or challenge we have when we do radio is some of the new listeners don't, I guess, get to some of them feel like they need to be brought up to speed on what we do here. And so those of you that have been with me for a very long time may be concerned that I'm repeating myself. Right, I've talked a lot about diabetes on the show. I've talked a lot about lupus, sarcoidosis, various medical problems. In fact, we talk about medical problems all the time. But many of our new listeners are asking because they're listening for the first time. So it's going to be a happy balance. Let me just, you know, tell you guys right now, as we enter the new year, it's going to be a happy balance of repeating myself on a variety of different subjects that we talked about, but also teaching and enlightening the new listeners. So for any of it that says, damn it, Dahlia, you've spoken about diabetes all the time, you got to cut us some slack because the new listeners are calling, they're asking for diabetes. And for those of you who are new, there are tons and hours of podcasts. And not that I want you to try to sit through and sift through them, but we teach something all the time. And there's a lot of data there. And we've talked about renal insufficiency, liver failure, hepatitis, ulcers, constipation, irritable bowel. We probably talked about close to every common malady there is. And so I really invite you to listen to some of the podcasts that GCN Live has. Go to GCNlive.com because there's so much valuable information there. And just because we're concentrating a lot on medical news, I don't want you to feel like you're missing out. But I definitely want you guys to catch up a lot we've talked about. And we are going to revisit a lot of subjects because that's the purpose of me being here, to teach you guys and for you to learn. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a lot of emails to get to, your medical questions. But first, we need to talk about marijuana and vision. There's been some concern on, and you know, we were going to talk about this yesterday, how marijuana is starting to, as it's being studied more, reveal a little bit more of its dark side. And I've been very optimistic about marijuana. I have seen many patients do very, very well. And until they revealed to me it was marijuana, I was like, what's going on here? Your blood pressure's down. You don't seem to be getting diabetes. You're not overweight. What's going on? I'm like, well, I smoke pot. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So I learned a lot anecdotally, not scientifically, but, you know, from what patients told me and what I was able to surmise and observe. But keep in mind, until we're able to actually study it, research it, have some controls, we're not going to get the data that we need. So now we're being told that there's some evidence that marijuana could affect our eyesight. Remember about a week or two ago there was discussion about marijuana and our ears and our hearing? Now they're talking about our eyesight. So they say the cells that the researchers focused on were called retinal ganglion cells. These are located near the inner surface of the eye's retina. What these cells do is they collect your visual information and they transmit it to the brain. Now, the study included 52 people who had used marijuana at least 7 times per week during the previous month, and 24 people who have never used marijuana. The people were in the groups of ages 18 to 35. And then the researchers verified the marijuana use by checking their urine for THC. THC is marijuana's main psychoactive ingredient. If you get high on marijuana, it's the THC component that's doing it. A lot of medicinal purposes, however, are credited to the cannabis portion, which is why some pharmaceutical companies are looking at dissecting out the THC and using cannabis. So as states start to legislate that medical marijuana becomes more and more legal, there's a medical marijuana product that could be sold. Obviously, that's part of it. But something that can take out the high and the addictive aspect of it. Now, the researchers tested the participants' vision and found that their eyesight was relatively good and that no one in the study group reported having any visual problems from using marijuana, such as blurred vision. Now, they looked at how well, though, the retinal ganglion cells worked using something called electroretinography, which basically provides information on how the cells function and what gets transmitted to the brain. And they found that compared to people who didn't use marijuana, those that did use the drug had a slight delay in how long it took for the information to be transmitted from the retina to the brain. So let me repeat that. Those who smoked marijuana had a delay in the visual stimuli getting back to the brain. Now, where could that be very dangerous? Driving, just anything that would have to do with kids when you're supervising them, and a variety of pilots aren't supposed to smoke marijuana, but obviously that could be an issue as well. So, is it permanent? Will it slow it down permanently? Well, they could test that, which is what they're going to do. And the study did have some limitations. They didn't look at a huge sample size. But if reaction time is delayed with marijuana, and that has been proven, is this on top of it? Is reaction time delayed on top of a visual response delayed? Or is the visual response what is causing the reaction time to be delayed? This is significantly important as more and more states legalize marijuana and more people begin to drive while having marijuana in the system. The other thing they need to determine is if marijuana is in the system, how long does this delay last after smoking? A week? 2 weeks? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Somebody stole my sunflower seeds. Oh, I'm mad. Somebody took my sunflower seeds, and I see all these bits of sunflower seeds in there. Okay, I found the package, but they're half-eaten. Oh, I'm mad. You know, we talk about what ticks people off at work. I got to tell you, messing with somebody else's lunch is probably one of the worst things you could do. I would say right now, guys, don't even go there. We're going to talk about also some things, we're going to be talking about office parties, some Christmas parties, and some do's and don'ts. We're also going to be talking about what are things you do at work that could really cause you to lose your, mojo. And trust me, these people will take your mojo away. I got some bad news here. Years ago, we saw that movie Armageddon. And Armageddon and Bruce Willis, and I know I love Bruce Willis. And the movie Armageddon, an asteroid was coming to the Earth, okay? Nobody was supposed to know about it. But NASA called Bruce Willis and his oil drilling guys, call them roughnecks, to help save the Earth. They were going to drill a hole on the asteroid and drop a nuke in the asteroid to blow up the nuke or blow up the asteroid before it hit Earth. Well, NASA scientist Dr. Joseph Knuth spoke about Armageddon, not the movie, but if an asteroid came to Earth. And it's rare, but it is possible. And experts have warned us that humans are not prepared for an asteroid impact. And should one hit to Earth, he said, there's not much we can do about it. So according to this, a NASA scientist has said that our best hope is building an interceptor rocket to keep in storage that could be used in deflection missions. One of you asked what Donald Trump's going to be doing with the space program. I have no idea. I'm obviously not the best person to ask, but my guess is we are going to get a little bit of life into it, depending on how he can handle all these tax cuts and where he could infuse extra money into certain budget. But my guess is space and NASA may be getting some well-needed reinforcements. And I'm hoping, you know, rather than looking at Mars, because I really don't give a damn about Mars. I know a lot of you are excited about it. I really cannot stand the idea of living on Mars, especially after that Martian movie. Okay, I do not want to eat potatoes that grew in my poop. Thank you. So I'm not happy about that, but spend time figuring out how to protect us from an asteroid. Dr. Joseph Knuth, a researcher at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland, was speaking at the annual meeting of the American Geophysical Union earlier this week. He said the biggest problem, basically, is there's not a hell of a lot we can do about it at the moment. While dangerous asteroids and comets rarely hit the Earth, he said the threat is always there. They are the extinction-level events. Things like dinosaur killers, they are usually 50 to 60 million years apart. So for those of you that are very good in math, and for those of you counting on your fingers right now, it looks like we are somewhat due. Now, comets have come very close to hit the Earth, and they haven't. In 1996, a comet narrowly missed her planet, according to Daily Mail, instead flying into Jupiter. And again in 2014, a comet passed with cosmic spitting distance of Mars, according to Dr. Knuth. Now, some of you guys are like, look, as long as it's within a mile of Earth, we're good. I don't think so. I think the closer they are, it messes with our gravitational field and our orbit and our spin. Again, I don't know much about this. Space scares me, but I'm here to report the news. They say comets are often only discovered when it's too late to launch a deflection. If they're coming thousands of miles an hour to you, we may not be able to pick it up that easily. Dr. Knuth said if you look at the schedule for high-reliability spacecraft and launching them, it takes 5 years to launch a spacecraft. Are you kidding me? He said we had 22 months of total warning. What would you do if you were told you only had 22 months before an asteroid hit the Earth? You got to be careful with the whole sex thing. Everybody's like, well, I'd have a lot of sex. Yes and no. I mean, I don't want to be dealing with some disseminated superbug gonorrhea either. Okay? I don't want it to burn every time I peed. I also don't think I'd want to get pregnant, you know, and have a baby. You know, I don't know. I would probably catch up on a lot of TV. And I would probably spend that time building a shelter. That's what I would do. And I'd probably have some sex. You're right. Dr. Knuth advises that NASA should build an interceptor rocket alongside an observer spacecraft, which he says could cut the 5-year delay to launch in half. And if a rocket could be devised that could launch within a year, Dr. Knuth says it could mitigate the possibility of a sneaky asteroid coming in from a place that's hard to observe, like from the sun. Yeah, I don't get that. Why don't we have a rocket sitting there on the launch pad ready to go, and all they have to do is warm it up, right, and hit the buttons? I don't understand why it takes so long. Now, They say here, various techniques for deflecting a potentially hazardous asteroid could be tested on ARM to enable planetary defense capabilities. It includes ion beam deflection, enhanced gravity tractor, and kinetic impactors. For those of you space geeks out there, this is probably really giving, you know, making you guys salivate. But for me, I don't understand it. They say an ion beam deflection. The plumes from thrusters would be directed towards the asteroid to gently push on its surface over a wide area. Then a thruster firing in the opposite direction would be needed to keep the spacecraft on a constant distance from the asteroid. Yeah, you see, because otherwise it's going to flow with gravity. So it's going to need to have that extra energy to stay where it needs to be. They say this ion beam deflection approach is independent of the size of the asteroid, and it could be demonstrated on either mission option. They got this enhanced gravity tractor approach where the spacecraft would pick up a boulder from the asteroid's surface. Then the mass of the boulder coupled with the spacecraft would increase the attraction. All right? And then you fly the spacecraft in close formation with the asteroid for several months. I don't want it just flying with it. I want it to destroy it. Like shoot something at it. You also have a kinetic impactor, so you guys that know space, enjoy it. As far as I'm concerned, this is concerning because wasn't there in Russia an asteroid that hit the Earth? They say this could happen where you have a rocks or gavel hit every 100 years. And every 1,000 years, you could have the Kunguska, if I'm pronouncing it correct, explosion that we saw a few years back. So I think we're in trouble. Personally, I'm not looking forward to this. How much does this cost if we wanted Trump to put money towards this? They say the asteroid redirect mission could cost $1.4 billion. And that doesn't include launch costs. Now, if we do get rid of Obamacare, I mean, that could possibly shift some money that way, but we still need to fix health care, which we're going to also be talking about later this week as well. So I'm not going to go into too much detail, look it up, because I don't really understand it too much, but apparently armed spacecraft may be our savior when it comes to these asteroids coming for us, which I'm very, very scared about. Apparently, hotels in the year 2060 are going to be very, very interesting. There's a new study looking at by the year 2060, hotels will self-assemble, rooms will unlock with face recognition, and spa treatments will be based on DNA analysis. This comes from Hotels.com, who partnered with futurist Dr. James Canton. And apparently these hotel rooms are going to be very, very nice. You got robot butlers who are going to know all sorts of languages, have all sorts of skills, and will offer gourmet food and room makeup and concierge. Hotels are going to be morphed into a very high-tech, very sleek-looking design. A lot of nanotechnology. My guess is also going to be from a healthcare perspective, a lot of filtration, self-cleaning, because people don't want to get sick when they go to the hospitals. There's going to be 3D makers, 3D printers, so you can make yourself a new pair of shoes, clothes, even pharmaceuticals. Imagine needing some Ambien. That could be cool. Shopping, 3D technology. This is kind of fancy stuff. Wow. You can even choose your own dreams. A hotel bed will allow you to choose your dream before dozing off. They better have a Michael Fassbender button on there. And then they're going to be pop-up hotels. So when you have crowds, they're able. This is very, very cool. We'll talk about it in a bit. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, it's cold season, and I haven't gotten a chance to talk to you guys about all these cures that you're seeing being advertised about colds. There are no cures. All right, but there's a lot of things that you could do to help make yourself feel better. So I want to quickly review what a cold is and how to make yourself feel better in the nick of time. It stinks. A lot of us are traveling. I'm about to travel out of the country this weekend and hear my kids sneeze. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So now I'm going to be dealing with a kid who's about to fly on a plane. He's going to be congested. He's going to complain his ears hurt. And we're just going to be completely miserable. So this is definitely something that we need to talk about. So first, okay, a cold is not bacterial. It is never, never bacterial, which is why you should never treat it with antibiotics. That's a big mistake people make. they ask for a Z-Pak when they get a cold. Okay? Well, it's because they have a sinus infection. Well, how do you know? Now, can a cold put you at risk for a sinus infection? Absolutely. Absolutely. Can a cold put you at risk for pneumonia? Yeah. But when you initially have the cold, okay, don't start running to antibiotics. Now, some of you will say, look, I got the flu shot, so that should offer some protection. Your flu shot will only offer you protection against 3 or 4 strains of flu. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to protect you against a cold. Okay, so a cold is an infection that's usually viral that affects your respiratory tract, nose, mouth, throat, lungs, etc. The symptoms are easy to identify: sneezing, cough, congestion, fatigue, mild, usually not too bad, malaise, this overall feeling of not being up to par, kind of, it's called malaise. You could have a sore throat, you could have a dry throat, you could have a fever, low-grade fever if it's a cold, as opposed to flu, then it's high-grade. We've talked about that. You could get some muscle aches, headache, you could even get pink eye. All right, you rarely get diarrhea and vomiting. With the flu, you can, however, get diarrhea and vomiting. So flu is very abrupt. It's very mean. It hits you like a ton of bricks. You're miserable. And you have very high fever. And you can be hospitalized. Cold, you are rarely hospitalized because of a cold. Right? A lot more mild. Comes on a little slower. You know a cold is coming on all day because you say, I think I'm catching a cold. So the fact that somebody could say, I think I'm catching a cold, implies that there's obviously some time. You're processing it. You're feeling it. When you have the flu, you don't have time to even think about it before you get hit. You just get hit, and it's like, bam, that's the flu. Nobody ever says, I think I'm getting the flu, right? They say, I think I'm catching a cold. They don't say, I think I'm catching the flu. So, because the flu is, I'm out. I am down for the count. A cold is supposed to be caused by a virus. 99.99999% are caused by viruses. However, I believe back in 2003, there was a study looking at, there were some increased antibodies to bacteria. So, like strep pneumonia. Bacteria usually do not cause a cold, which is why I can't say it's 100% viral. But some studies have seen some extra antibody or some antibody titers, meaning your body was exposed to a bacteria. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's the cause. For all intents and purposes, let's just say it's caused by a virus. The most common virus is your rhinovirus, but hundreds of different viruses can cause the common cold. Coronavirus, adenovirus, enterovirus, respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, that hits young kids, para, influenza virus, it's not influenza, but para. They've even talked about some influenza viruses causing colds. If that's the case, then yes, your flu shot may protect you. But again, the flu shot only covers 3 or 4 shots, depending on whether you're getting the trivalent or quadrivalent vaccine. So don't expect cold vaccination through your flu shot. All right, so we've talked about, by the way, if any of you want to read this further, go to my blog at drdahlia.wordpress.com. Or go to my website at drdahlia.com. You'll see the blog on the right. Scroll down to hit the articles. And I do review the difference between a cold and a flu. Your cold should only last 7 to 10 days. It's self-limited. It'll go away on its own. The cold should not be dangerous. However, a cold can turn into a sinus infection. Why? Because your bacteria decides to set up shop. Now your guard is down. Your immune system is so busy fighting rhinovirus that it could sit there and now take advantage. So if you are prone to sinus infections, you never want a cold because that may allow your sinus infection to take advantage and be opportunistic. Also, you still can get pneumonia. Same thing, opportunistic. If you're prone to ear infections, again, some H flu, strep pneumobacteria that's floating around at the same time could set up shop. Asthma. If you have asthma, a cold could worsen your asthma attack. Obviously, you're having trouble breathing. Now you have a virus in your respiratory tree. So if a cold ever did kill, My guess is it was because of an asthma or a COPD or emphysema exacerbation. COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, where, again, in, you know, you have issues breathing due to maybe long-standing smoking, certain genetic lung disorders, and that, unfortunately, a cold will put you at a very vulnerable state. So when you do get a cold, all right, for the first couple days, you don't feel anything. Now, are you still contagious? Absolutely. You are contagious a couple days before you get sick. You know, many patients will ask me, you know, look, I have this cold, so what do I do so my baby doesn't get it? I'll ask them how many days have they been into this cold? 3. That means that baby has been exposed for 5 days. The baby's already been exposed. You don't want to overdo it. Don't kiss a little baby on the mouth. Don't put his binky in your mouth. All right? You know, don't drink out of his sippy cup. But for the most part, the kids have already been exposed. Only 25% may not show symptoms. 75%, if they get a cold, they're going to show the symptoms. But 25% may not. Even if you get exposed to a cold and you don't show any symptoms, you're still contagious. Now, let me repeat that. If you are exposed to a cold at work, whatever, and you're about to go see family for the holidays, and you aren't sick, you don't come down with the cold, you don't feel sick, you can still be contagious because that coworker's cold is floating around you, and you could still spew it out when you kiss grandma or kiss your little nieces or nephews. So keep in mind, you have got to stay away from anybody. Let's say you got the flu shot, all right? And you're all proud of yourself that you got the flu vaccine. I'm proud of you. And you go, look, I'm immune. I'm Superman. No, you're not, because you could still be exposed to it and carry it. That's very, very important. So avoid those who are sick. Remember, colds are spread by droplet transmission, so you got to stay away from individuals who are coughing, sneezing, spitting. Good hand washing is important. Obviously, wash your hands, wash your phone, clean off your mouse for your computer, your keyboard, your touch screens, wipe down things that you frequently touch, TV remote, refrigerator door, microwave button, coffee mug, etc. You want to eat healthy. You want to stay rested. Don't let your guard down. Don't go outside without a jacket. Don't drink too much. Don't eat poorly. Okay? Your pathogens are floating around waiting, just waiting for you to let your guard down. And you need to avoid stress. And now we're coming up on break. When we get back, let's talk about what you can do to cure your cold. What you should do before you decide to go and fly. What you should do before you try to hit the office party. But preventing a cold is one thing. Once you're sick, what do? So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know you guys have plenty of choices out there, and the fact that you choose my show to listen to means you can't find any of the other choices. So, yeah, don't look. Stay put. We're talking about the common cold and how to cure your common cold, which I think is a fallacy. Your cold is going to go away anyway, but there are some things to make it go away quicker, which is extremely important. Remember, the cold is usually caused by a rhinovirus or adenovirus or coronavirus, and these viruses are kind of stupid. We talked about stupid viruses versus smart viruses, remember? What's a stupid virus? A stupid virus is a virus where you pretty much know you have it when it hits you. And pretty quickly on, a lot of these cold viruses you find out within a couple days that you carry it. Another stupid virus is one that doesn't know how to keep itself alive. Usually it's self-limited, goes away, doesn't seem to, you know, hide and set up shop, which we're going to talk about with some of the smarter viruses. And rhinovirus, coronavirus, these viruses are a little stupid because they land in your respiratory tree. And what could you do? You could sneeze them out. You could cough them out. So, you know, they really don't know how to hide. They self-limit. They're kind of stupid viruses, but they still are a pain in the butt. A little smarter virus would be like your hepatitis virus, your Ebola virus, your herpes virus, where that could stay with you for life. Right? It affects you sometimes without initial symptoms right away. Right? Zika virus. And then it decides to go throughout the body and find a place to set up shop. And it could be with you for a long time. They don't just self-limit and die off in 7 to 10 days. And then you have the super smart virus, like the AIDS virus, the HIV virus. That virus, you have no idea you got it when you got it. Maybe you'll feel a little malaise. Maybe you'll get some diarrhea. You know, maybe you'll feel a mild viral syndrome go on. But, you know, a lot of times you don't know. Plus, you aren't getting it, you know, next to somebody who's sneezing and coughing where you know they have it. All right? You're getting it without even realizing you're getting it. Sex, that's fun. Tattoo. Blood transfusion, drugs. So it's a smart virus because it decides to, you know, sneak in, right, when you're having fun and when you're not, your guard's not up, you know, going, I don't want you to breathe on me. Then it doesn't affect the respiratory tree or the nose where you could sneeze it out or cough it out. It decides to affect the only cell that could fight it, the T cell, the T lymphocyte, right, one of your white blood cells. And that's the cell it decides to affect. Conquer. So it's a brilliant virus. So going back to the cold, they're stupid. So they're going to self-limit. They're going to go away. First thing you need to do is hydrate. You got to keep your fluids up. You sneeze, you cough, you have a fever. You're going to be losing valuable water, body water. So you need to replace this fluid. I don't care if it's water. I don't care if it's electrolytes. Get fluids into you. Now, some people will ask, does the flushing really work? When you drink fluid, are you flushing the cold out? That's interesting because the mechanics of it make some sense. Well, you're going to drink a lot more, so you're going to pee a lot more. But here's the thing. Your glomerular filtration rate doesn't necessarily increase, meaning the rate at which your blood goes through the kidneys, just because you're starting to drink a lot of water. All right, the blood may be a little bit more diluted. So, I don't think the science is there that you drinking a lot of fluid will actually catch the virus and take the virus out with the flow like a Niagara Falls waterfall. That's not what they're expecting. However, dehydration worsens your cold. When you have a dry throat, the bacteria or viruses with any sort of infection, and remember, colds aren't bacteria, but in general, when you have a dry throat, like with strep throat, the bacteria can progress and reproduce easier. But when you're constantly flushing it with fluids, it makes it more difficult. So I think there is a mechanical benefit with fluids. Right? But it's not that it's flushing it. It's not that it's, you know, dumping it out, you know, through your kidneys quicker. Okay? Does that make sense? So still hydrate. You also have to rest. When you're sick, you get tired. So listen to your body. Rest. Let your body wake up. All right? Get the extra sleep you need, all right, to fight. But when you're tired, you got to rest. Take off work. You need more rest. Sleep in. And less stress. Now, I understand. When I take off a day of work, I am stressed. I do not handle being off work well. I am extremely stressed. But you're not supposed to come to work sick anyway. Last thing you need is to get everybody sick. Then they're mad at you. Then they get sick. Then you try to come back from work. They get you sick again. You can get sick again twice. Everybody says, no, you should have some baseline immunity. Yeah, you may have some baseline immunity, but you can still get sick again. Take off work. Blow your nose. Let's go back to the mechanical aspect, okay? You have the virus sitting there, right? You're congested. You're not getting good air. Blow it out. Don't blow too hard. We don't want you to blow out your eardrums, but blow your nose, all right? Get mechanically a big glob of that virus out of there with the mucus, okay, clean up some of their camps. Now, true, the virus at that point has already spread throughout the body and is already starting to self-limit. And usually these viruses are attracted to respiratory tree, et cetera, but it still gets into your system. But, you can still blow your nose out. Plus you need to increase your oxygenation. Steam. Steam is wonderful. I love holding my head over steam. Steam showers. I love taking hot showers. It enhances your breathing. It increases blood flow. That could also speed up the demise of a cold. For those of you listening, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We're talking about ways to cure your cold. This is also part of my blog at drdahlia.wordpress.com. And then gargling. Gargle. I want you to drink fluids, but you could gargle. I tell you, saltwater gargles do amazing for sore throats. That'll help. It'll help you feel better. All right? Zinc. This is where there's been a lot of controversy. All right? Zinc. There was a study that came out in 2009 that zinc spray could affect your smell. And the FDA got involved and they took it off the market. But zinc can fight the common cold. Back in 2013, there was a study that found that within 24 hours of taking oral zinc, it did shorten cold by at least a couple days. However, the doses had to be at least 75 milligrams per day, which is the equivalent of 3 or 4 lozenges, if your lozenge is only about 20 milligrams. And you have to take that throughout the whole cold. According to the Mayo Clinic, they think the zinc may keep cold viruses from multiplying and taking up residence in your nose and throat. All right? But if you just take it once, that's not going to do the trick. Dr. Ted Cooperman, MD, president of the independent testing group ConsumerLab.com, also provides this information. You got to pick a lozenge. You can't do a spray. Apparently, 130 people had reported losing their sense of smell when they used the nasal zinc spray. So not good. And then apparently this lozenge has to have between 13 and 23 milligrams of zinc. So, and you got to do it a few times a day. Now, my favorite cure, and I mean cure, is your mama's chicken soup. All right, chicken soup. And this is where we Jews know what the hell we're doing. Your chicken soup is going to be the best cure for a cold. It's warm. It's fluids. It's amazing. So first, the warmness soothes the throat, increases circulation. Next, you got salt, and salt will help fight bacteria. Next, you got the vegetables, the carrots, the celery, the onions. These give you vitamins, fiber, antioxidants that kind of seep into the juice. And a good Jewish mom or grandma puts a whole chicken in there. The cartilage from that chicken is anti-inflammatory. So you basically stop being inflamed. It's great. Chicken soup. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.